Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 18th of October, recording at 7 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights in here today. Asian stock markets were generally steady, despite the weakness that we had seen in Europe and, to a much lesser extent, the U.S., which recovered most of yesterday's declines. The European markets started off moderately but then picked up pace and had some quite good gains, saw those pared back but then closed near the highs. And Wall Street roared in. That helped the European markets recover after a bit of a pullback, intraday pullback. But then so the Dow was up, I think, well over 90 points at one stage, but then moved to the minus column. It's currently up 22, but we're down a little bit on the S&P and the NASDAQ right now. I think now I'll come back to that. In terms of government bonds, slightly steadier in the U.S., slightly easier in Europe. U.S. dollar, quietly steady in here today. Although I notice it's down a little bit against the Australian dollar. It hasn't been doing well where interest rate differentials are adverse. In other words, it has favorable interest rate differentials against the euro and the yen and Swiss franc, and that's helped the greenback certainly recently. And the precious metals, generally steady. The best gain is in the palladium, up 1440 as I speak. But these have been bouncing around all day long, and good two-way activity here among the precious metals. Industrial metals a little easier in here again today. Remember, they had the blitzing rally on Monday. Some of them are easier in here today, but not much. They're mixed, actually. Some up, some down. And that oil price, again, that's been a bit volatile here. But, I didn't see this. Currently quite weak. And here's the range on the day, 59.50 on the upside. And I think I looked about an hour ago, and that's where it was. Currently 57.75, so that's down 118 on yesterday's close. Again, quite volatile. Natural gas a little bit stronger. Natural gas has been outperforming oil recently. Okay, well, where are we in the scheme of things overall? First, on stock markets, we've had some pretty heady gains, and we had some evidence of technical deterioration yesterday, which I would describe as at least a warning shot across the bows that markets are getting overbought and are a little bit overextended in the short term. A lot of indices may well consolidate above their previous highs. You could put the Dow in that category and the other U.S. indices, and the Dow also has that 12,000 roundophobia level to contend with. So we have to be prepared for a bit of a wobble in here, but I suspect it'll be more of a consolidation than anything big on the downside. Certainly, as long as the oil price is under a bit of pressure, I don't think there's going to be too much to impede stock markets from doing reasonably well, because investors will quite rightly see the softer oil price as good for global GDP growth, good for growth in all countries except for the oil producers, of course, but they're not doing that badly at today's oil prices either. So again, we still have a synchronized global economic recovery, although it is predictably slowed in response to the higher short-term interest rates and also the highs that we had seen earlier this year in energy prices. But I also maintain that global economy will get a second wind before too long from the reduction in energy prices. Okay. Looking elsewhere, these government bonds, well, you know my view on this, so I'll just say that while oil prices are weak, that may cushion downside, but the inflation pressures are going to back up once again. And they normally do when we have a synchronized global economic recovery, and this one is interesting, more interesting, because more countries are participating in a major way with strong growth led by China and India. Now, you go back in earlier decades, and their economies barely featured on the radar, whereas they're much more important today. So that gets translated into a demand pull for commodity prices, and there are also the periodic supply squeezes, and the biggest supply squeeze has been in the industrial metals sector. And that's one of the reasons why I've been so bullish on the metal prices themselves. Okay, and precious metals. Well, headwind, there's a headwind in the form of a dollar. There is the occasional, although much more mild, saber rattling that we get from various Fed governors and the ECB. But I sense that these prices are in a support building phase down here. The chart patterns are still a little iffy, as I've been saying in recent weeks. That's because they're primarily in ranging phases overall. And oil remains a psychological influence. So when oil was at the highs of the day, up at 59.50, that led to steadier precious metal prices, and they have eased back as the oil prices come back down. But so we've got gold, for example, at 587.70. That's bullion right now. That's off its high, which was 595.40. So again, range bound, but I suspect support building in here. And there is still no definitive evidence that we've seen the low in the crude oil price, although I continue to believe that this is the region of an important low. And grains and beans, a bit of profit taking today in corn and wheat, slightly firmer in the soybean complex, but they've all had a good run, and I suspect that the corn and wheat are actually beginning to consolidate some of those gains, and we may see wheat in particular, I see, is easier in here today after that a good run. But this is an interesting sector, and reserves, stockpiles, that is, are much lower than they have been for quite some time, certainly for corn and wheat, and there have been some crop problems recently. So an interesting sector for speculators. It is also a sector that can only provide a little bit more pressure on the inflation front in time. And that's it, folks, for another day. So all the best to you. The Dow's up 22 as I complete this audio.